This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. The members of North Carolina-based Chatham County Line are entering their second decade together after a live release that included a concert video 2 years ago and a couple of side projects known as Stillhouse and the Letter Jackets. The band is back with a new record called Tightrope. Dave Wilson, Greg Riedling, John Teer, and Chandler Holt join me now to talk about the new songs. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Morning. It's my pleasure. I don't want to accuse you guys of growing up, but there seems to be a new sense of maturity in this batch of songs. Do you feel like it's a transition as performers and songwriters? Have you moved on a little?
I think we're just getting a little older, and you try to hide that age like any Hollywood actor or actress, but somehow or another it surfaces in the work that you do. And we've gone through a lot of milestones in the past 4 years since Wildwood came out, our last batch of songs, and, you know, people are married and kids are coming and you're buying homes and
that is grown-up stuff.
It's grown-up stuff.
Mowing grass.
You know, mowing grass.
Doing the dishes.
Getting a mortgage. And so, unfortunately, we have to write about such things. And
let's talk a little bit about the song Any Port in a Storm, which I think is a good example. The first time I tracked through this album, that song stuck out at me as, I don't know, somehow lyrically and musically, the way that you sing it, Dave, and the way that you guys play it, it just sounded, I thought, wow, there's something else going on this record.
Yeah, that song is one that came together in my basement over the last year and sort of was approached as almost like a solo entity, and then I brought it into the guys, and they really put some great touches. Greg developed that melody line that starts off the song.
Got my pedal down to get cross town. Just had to get out of the house tonight. Down a well-beat track, feel my shoulders crack. Went up the head, I see the neon sign.
I feel like with that song and with this record in general, that the contributions of the whole band as a whole really kind of take it to the next level. In the past, I had written a lot of the songs on my own and then brought them to the guys, but this record, more than any other, we really worked together.
Was that fun for you guys to have more of a role in shaping the songs than before?
Yeah, you know, I think so too, and it's like looking at Any Port in a Storm, it became, with Dave's bringing it to the table as the song itself, it kind of looks to me like a painting and having a canvas, and then you you paint, you have the idea and the blueprint of what it is, and then it becomes this whole new image, and I think a lot of the colors and the sounds from that song really come out and shape it differently than when we started. And tunes like Final Reward, the last song, that was one that there was a couple years where we tried to get the basis of that song down, and it never quite felt right. But once we got in the studio, Greg started playing the piano and came up with the brilliant melodic idea for
that.
Thanks,
John.
You're welcome, Greg. And it like right then and there, it changed. It's like, there it is. We've been searching for that, and it's beautiful.
And that piano sounds like it has a gospel influence.
Yeah, I think I've always secretly wanted to take gospel piano lessons, but and maybe someday I will, but I always gravitate toward that style, and certainly a more rootsy, bluesy style as well.
Walk through the valley with me, young soldier. Let me take the breath from your life. Your mother may lay there sound asleep. At your age, you'll never know.
Can we talk a little bit about how 16 Years came together?
Yeah, I kind of look at that. There's a song on Wildwood, our last studio record, called Porcelain Doll. And it's kind of a lullaby song about the birth of a child. And I kind of look at this as the part two of that song. And as a guitar player, I'm never satisfied with the way I play. And so I try to push myself in different ways. I know the rest of the guys sitting here do the same on their instruments. And so I've been working with like fingerstyle picking a lot, and just came up with this musical figure that seemed to work. That song really is, like I was mentioning, the touchstones in our lives. And one of the greatest touchstones, I think, in anyone's life is when they turn 16 and get to drive a car by themselves for the first time.
Right. It's freedom.
It's that freedom that's undeniable.
First taste.
And really, you start getting in trouble from there on.
It's pretty much, if you weren't in trouble before, it starts there. And so I just imagined this moment and, you know, remembered the moment for myself.
Owning a car, found in 16 years, everything in life seems to disappear. Rode down the window, throw your arm outside, all us men have known this pride. Pull up to the curb around you, give a ride to the girl who's always been true. Put the car in gear, turn the radio down, she's like putty in the hands of a child.
Chandler, Tightrope of Love started as an instrumental from you, apparently. Is that true?
Yeah, I had, I guess, come up with that kind of wacky, multiple bending, descending, bending and descending notes, and didn't have any clue what that really would become other than a couple little chord changes, and thankfully, Greg kind of put his ear to it and kind of sussed out what the better chords were for everything to move, and then Dave kind of just wrote some genius lyrics. So that was, I was very thankful that that didn't just end up in a waste bin somewhere of wacky ideas. And
you're going to do a live version of that song for us, which I guess we can call the title track of the album, right?
Yeah, it's a loose title track.
Yeah. Tightrope is a new recording from Chatham County Line. It's out now. The band plays the Carolina Theater in Durham tonight with Mipso opening. Thanks for stopping in this morning, fellas.
Thanks for
having
us.
Thanks, Eric. I can rest assured in the face.